From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting at least 154 people have been killed in a landslide following heavy rains in southwest Colombia. President Juan Manuel Santos visited the area and said that among the injured, 22 suffered serious injuries for which they're being airlifted to nearby cities. The Red Cross says that as many as 400 people were injured and 220 are believed missing. A state of emergency has been declared in Mocoa, located along Colombia's southern border with Ecuador. Intense rains triggered an avalanche of mud and water from an overflowing river, which overtook the city of 40,000 overnight on Friday. Mourners carried the body of Rodrigo Quintana through the streets of Asunción, Paraguay, Saturday after he was killed by what opposition leaders say was a rubber bullet fired by police. The 25-year-old Quintana was shot by police when they raided the headquarters of the opposition Liberal Party's youth branch. Meanwhile, demonstrators broke windows and set fire to the interior of the country's parliament building late Friday. Protests erupted when the Senate secretly voted to amend the country's constitution, which has not allowed re-election of the president since it was created in 1992, following the fall of a brutal dictatorship. The bill will now move to the House. If it passes, right-wing President Horacio Cartes will be eligible for re-election in 2018 when his current five-year term ends. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Venezuela's Supreme Court said Saturday that it would abandon measures to strengthen President Nicolas Maduro's grip on power after it was widely and harshly criticized. In a ruling posted on its website, the Supreme Court said it was overturning its decision to diminish the legislative powers of the General Assembly, which opponents had called a coup d'etat. Maduro's opponents and international powers, including the United States and governments across Latin America, had condemned the Venezuelan Supreme Court's ruling. Iraqi state television says the chief lieutenant of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been killed in an airstrike in al-Anbar province near the Syrian border. The report Saturday said Ayah al-Jumaili and several other regional commanders were killed in a strike by Iraqi Air Force in far western Iraq. The report did not say when the attack occurred and offered no other details. Citing a statement from Iraqi military intelligence officials, the report described Jumaili, also known as Abu Yahya, as Islamic State's war minister. Jumaili once served as an intelligence officer under Saddam Hussein. He joined the Sunni insurgency after the U.S.-led invasion in 2003. A Taliban suicide car bomber killed an Afghan regional base commander and two soldiers Saturday in the southeastern province of Khost. A government spokesman told VOA the Afghan forces were targeted in Mando district. The powerful blast also wounded six students from a nearby school, most of whom suffered life-threatening injuries. A Taliban spokesman, who said insurgents carried out the assault, claimed the explosion killed five Afghan Special Forces police. Israeli police said they shot and killed a Palestinian man Saturday after he stabbed three people in the Old City of Jerusalem. A police spokeswoman said the man stabbed two Jewish people before fleeing. A short time later, he stabbed a border guard before being killed by police. The two Israelis were lightly wounded. The third has more serious injuries. At least 18 people, three of them children, were injured when an accidental explosion rocked a bonfire at a carnival celebration in Villepinte, France. A fire service spokeswoman said five of those injured, including one child, were hospitalized with serious injuries, but their lives are not in danger. A few hundred people had gathered for the bonfire. The gasoline used to light the fire was apparently mishandled. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.